With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's tough not to respect TV shows which know when their numbers are up and decide to bow out just at the right time, before things start to get stale and the fan base inevitably turns on them. But considering the advertising and syndication dollars which can be made from even a terrible season of a hit TV series, it's little surprise that many shows end up dragging themselves to the finish line. While none of these 10 TV series went egregiously past their expiration dates, each nevertheless had a ripe dramatic opportunity to wrap things up the year before, but cynically milked things for one extra season. Though some fans may well defend these seasons as entertaining in spite of their excessiveness, it's clear that each show would have maintained a far greater sense of integrity had it resisted the urge to take one final dip into the cookie jar. And if you take anything at all away from this list, it should surely be that NBC has no shame when it comes to flogging its sitcom shows to within an inch of its life. I am Kirsten from What Culture, and these are 10 TV shows that went on one season too long. Number 10, Scrubs. There's perhaps no more blatant example of a show bowing out a season before it was actually laid to rest than Scrubs. The series' eighth season was widely expected to be its last, to the extent that Scrubs creator Bill Lawrence even said so himself. The season's final episode, My Finale, was very clearly written and presented as a final farewell to JD, played by Zach Braff, and the rest of the Sacred Heart crew. But in an attempt to milk their investment for every drop, ABC, who recently inherited the show from NBC, commissioned a surprise ninth season, which shifted the focus on a new set of medical interns while the legacy cast were shuttled into supporting or cameo roles. Season 9 was met with a wildly polarized response from critics and audiences alike, and as the show's ratings plummeted throughout the season, ABC thankfully opted not to renew for season 10. Though Scrubs' final season didn't tarnish the show's legacy in any overt way, it was nevertheless an awkward and unnecessary postscript which denied season 8's finale the space to have the final word on this beloved cast of characters. Number 9, 24. 24's original run concluded in its eighth season, and though the show was absolutely far past its peak by that point, it nevertheless gave Jack Bauer, played by Kiefer Sutherland, a fittingly ambiguous send-off as he went on the run from both the Russian and American governments. 4 years later, 24 was resurrected for a truncated London-set half-season, Live Another Day, which dusted Bauer off for a wholly unnecessary final batch of 12 episodes. Though Live Another Day boasted some strong character development from President Heller, played by William Devane, we got to see Chloe, played by Mary Lynn Rashkov, go all girl with the dragon tattoo, and Stephen Fry even made a cameo as the British MP. If only we were so lucky. It ultimately paved the road for a depressing final send-off for Bauer. Live Another Day's finale sees Jack surrender himself to the Russian authorities in exchange for Chloe's freedom, seemingly confining Jack to a lifetime of torture, if not death, at the hands of the Ruskies. For a character who has suffered so much, it just felt a step too miserable, and underlined how totally unnecessary Live Another Day was, despite some of its dramatic merits. Season 8's ending for Jack of disappearing into the void as an anonymous nomad firm and the knowledge that his family was safe was far more satisfying. And no, let's not even talk about that atrocious spin-off, 24 Legacy. Number 8, The Office, US. There is a very fair argument that The Office actually should have ended two seasons before it did, when Michael Scott made his departure at the end of season 7. But the strength of the show's ensemble meant that one final season to wrap up the various flailing character arcs wasn't the worst idea in the world. And though fatally divisive, season 8 proved that The Office could exist for a short time without Carell. Yet in an act of greedy hubris, NBC ultimately decided to plod on for an additional second season without the captain of their ship, by which point fans' patience were wearing thin. The 9th season turned the character of Andy Bernard, played by Ed Helms, into an unbearable doofus and firebombed his relationship with Erin, played by Ellie Kemper, in the process. And though some individual episodes were certainly good, it's clear that the best of the last two seasons should have been melded into a more consistent single whole. After all, the series finale was fantastic, but did we really need to wait 2 years after Michael's departure to get there? Number 7, House of Cards. The final season of House of Cards faced the most challenging of creative circumstances, wrapping itself up with the absence of its main character. Shortly after production started on season 6, Kevin Spacey was fired from the show due to sexual harassment allegations leveled against him, leaving the political thriller series without its deliciously conniving schemer, Frank Underwood, for its final batch of episodes. Underwood's wife, Claire, played by Robin Wright, who became the president at the end of season 5, was then transitioned into the protagonist role for season 6. Yet despite Wright's spectacular effort, the season was fatally crippled by Spacey's dismissal. It's painfully clear that the writers rushed to rejig the season, with Frank being mysteriously killed off-screen, and the final run of episodes indulging in a near unbearable amount of melodrama. Though it's great that the show's cast and crew weren't suddenly out of a job due to Spacey's transgressions, season 6 was bad enough to make fans wish they just left it at season 5. All things considered, season 5's final scene of Claire breaking the fourth wall, a typical Frank trick, and telling the audience, "My turn," would have been a powerful full stop on which to end the story, allowing audiences to ponder Claire and Frank's future for themselves. Instead, House of Cards took a rather undignified, messy limp to the finish line, ending on a ridiculous final scene which spectacularly demolished what little of the show's dramatic integrity remained. Number 6, How I Met Your Mother. Much has been said about the crushing disappointment of How I Met Your Mother's baffling series finale, which killed off the mother of Ted Mosby's children, Tracy, all for the sake of a contrived last-minute romantic reunion between Ted and Robin. But the series' 9th and final season was a wholly overextended mess, best evidenced by the fact that all of the season's 24 episodes take place over the weekend of Robin and Barney's wedding. It stank of a show desperate to claw its way to the finish line using any gimmick in the book, but How I Met Your Mother creators Carter Bays and Craig Thomas very nearly ended the show a season prior when there was uncertainty about Jason Segel signing on for yet another year. The series was clearly out of comedic and dramatic juice by the end of season 8, and so it would have made far more sense to instead introduce Tracy midway through season 8 rather than the season finale, allowing things to end gracefully before the mouldy storytelling began to stink. But alas, no such luck. Number 5, Prison Break. There's certainly an argument to be made that Prison Break should have concluded after its second or third season, but the fourth season at least seemed to end things for good with the fitting dramatic irony of Michael Scofield sacrificing himself to save his wife, Sarah. But of course, this was entirely undone by Prison Break's belated revival, with 2017's fifth season dropping the characteristically ridiculous bombshell that Michael faked his own death, kickstarting yet another episodic prison escape scenario. Even compared to the absurdity of prior seasons, season 5 felt like a bad fanfic at the best of times, and so it was only a mercy when Fox confirmed that a planned 6th season was no longer in development. Phew. Number 4, Oz. Along with Sex and the City and The Sopranos, Oz is one of the TV shows which helped cement HBO's status as the king of glossy, high-quality, small-screen entertainment in the late 90s. The prison drama was widely acclaimed for its incredible ensemble cast and gritty, unflinching portrayal of life inside America's prison system. But it's also fair to say that Oz became increasingly silly in its final years, from season 4's ill-advised aging pill subplot, where inmates could lose time off their sentences by taking a pill which prematurely aged them, to the borderline comical parade of murder and betrayal in seasons 5 and 6. As such, it was clear that Oz had run out of steam by the end of season 5, but it plodded on with one extra volume of episodes, focused on inmate Tobias Beecher finally being paroled from Oz, only to quickly return after being set up to violate his parole. It was pure soap opera nonsense, a lazy attempt to squeeze another season's worth of drama out of a story that felt ready to end in season 5. Clearly, season 5 could have just combined the best material from the last two seasons into a more coherent whole, rather than over-egging itself with an additional 8 episodes. Number 3, Friends. Friends is yet another NBC sitcom which clearly could have ended on a more dignified note a year earlier, and amid negotiations with the cast, it very nearly did end on season 9. Instead, the beloved sitcom continued for a final batch of 18 episodes, defined by an awkward, widely loathed romance between Rachel and Joey, which more or less felt like a desperate attempt to stall until the inevitable finale where Rach and Ross finally got back together. With the main characters basically boiled down to bare caricatures by this point, the show's strongest writing was long behind it, and it was pretty much just a foregone conclusion playing itself out. Season 9 was hardly spectacular television itself, but there's no reason why the characters couldn't have been given their ending in a more concise fashion, beyond business concerns, of course. Number 2, Big Little Lies. With HBO president Casey Bloys recently indicating that a third season of the smash hit miniseries Big Little Lies is unrealistic, we can categorically say that the show nevertheless ran a season longer than it needed to. The superbly acted first season wrapped up in a satisfying enough fashion that it didn't really feel like there was much story left to be told. But, of course, the show's enormous critical and commercial success led to HBO eventually greenlighting a second go-around. And though season 2 was certainly well acted and benefited from the added value of Meryl freaking Streep, it's a prototypical example of a show that was better when it didn't indulge the fans and simply left season 1's tantalisingly ambiguous ending to sit. Season 2 ended up bloating itself out with excessive soap opera storytelling, and it's little surprise that director Andrea Arnold's work was meddled with extensively during post-production. While Big Little Lies didn't run itself into the ground entirely, largely due to the top draw cast, it's still a perfect example of too much of a good thing. Number 1, Once Upon a Time. ABC's beloved fantasy series ended up running for an impressive 7 seasons before finally bowing out in 2018. Yet all but most hardcore fans will surely agree that it should have concluded no later than with its 6th season. Somewhat similar to Scrubs' predicament, season 6 effectively brought the overarching storyline to a close, with all major plots neatly tied off and the Black Fairy defeated. And so season 7 effectively served as a wildly unnecessary soft reboot, ditching most of the established cast members while setting up an increasingly convoluted series of plots which only the most impossibly committed fans could be bothered to keep up with. It's so obvious from all the narrative and personnel changes that season 7 happened for all the wrong reasons, de-evolving an already long in the tooth series into a careless mess in its final run of episodes.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.